So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. Hey, what's happening, everybody? This is Ryan Enk, your host, with another awesome episode of Cashflow Dad Life. Today, I'm going to show you a secret weapon in real estate. If you are not using this strategy, if you have, you know, a plethora of properties out there, or even if you're just trying to get started, this is something that I wish that I would have known when I first got started. This thing that I'm going to teach you about has the ability to dramatically change your wealth and dramatically increase your profits on every single real estate deal. So, tell you a story. The other day, I went out on my boat with a couple friends and my wife, and we went down river one way, and then there's this really cool restaurant called The Chimes, which is the opposite direction. The thing is, it's a little shallow getting to Chimes. So as we were about to dock at my house, we were having a good time on the boat. So everybody's like, hey, let's skip Ryan's house, which has the free drinks, and let's go to Chimes and pay money for drinks. So whatever. Everybody wanted to do it. So I was like, all right, let's go. So we're going down river. We get the Chimes. We're having a great time. And then we leave on the way back. Now, this is about 3 miles downriver from my house. On the way back, for some reason, my engine just stops on the boat. So I'm like, crap. So it's actually at this public park area called Bogafalaya Park that we pull over kind of on the sandbanks. And I jump out into the water, and I'm trying to see if I've got any gas. And this has happened on this boat before, where it was a little deceiving, the gas gauge, because it actually showed having like a quarter of a tank where it felt, but it ended up being completely empty. So I've been stranded on this river before, not my first rodeo. So I call a buddy, and I'm like, hey man, I think it just ran out of gas. At this point, it's like 11:30 at night, and thank God I've got some really awesome friends. So this guy leaves, it's a school night, he leaves, brings me a 5 gallon of gas, and I fill it up, turn the key, still won't work. So I'm like, oh crap. And so I have 3 other people on the boat, and they're like, well, now what? I was like, well, look, you guys can catch a ride back with this guy, but I see no other alternative. Now, granted, I'm not thinking like 100% here. It's late, and I had had a drink or two. And I was like, I see no other alternative. I'm going to swim this boat back. And so they're like, are you kidding me? You're going to swim this boat 3 miles downriver? And I was like, what am I going to do? Leave it here at the park and some hillbilly comes and hijacks it in the morning? It's, you know, it's not like an expensive boat, but it's nice enough to where I don't want it stolen by some random guy just going into the park, or, you know, a kid going on and messing it up, or some animal, whatever. So I was like, I'm just going to swim it back. So I put on the life jacket, hook a rope up to it, and I start pulling it. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have ever sat there pulling a pontoon boat downriver, like literally swimming with it, because, oh, by the way, we forgot the paddles. So in case of emergency, we couldn't paddle back. And it wasn't like there was anybody really on the river that could tow us at that time, because it was 11 p.m. at night on a school night. And so I'm just pulling it back, and the first 15 minutes were kind of fun, because it was just like the whole excitement of the adventure. All right, and then after that, my wife was like, all right, who can we call to meet us at the boat launch? The boat launch was actually closer than our house was on the river. And I was like, all right, so we called my friend Mike and Jim. And Mike and Jim went down to the boat launch, and they're like, all right, we'll just wait for you down here. Well, I was like, yeah, it'll probably be about 30 minutes. So after about 30 minutes, we are nowhere near this boat launch, because I'm literally swimming and pulling this boat. And you go a lot slower when you're pulling a boat and swimming with it than the rudder moves the boat along when the boat is on. So meanwhile, you know, this other guy in the boat, he's turning the engine key and trying to get that moving, but the engine just won't start up. It's full of gas now, so we have no idea what's wrong with it. And And so 30 minutes passed and I'm singing Irish songs, swimming. And then at about the 45 minute mark, I was like, all right, this is bull crap. I could be done with this. Hour and a half later, I was hating my life. 3 hours later, we pull up, swim up to the, dock, into the old landing launch. And friends have been out there waiting for us for 3 hours, just hanging out, waiting for us to come at 2 a.m. Really good friends again. And then all of a sudden, my buddy who is on the boat finds this switch, finds that it was pulled off. It's that little trigger switch, right? That if you accidentally pull it off, it's like the safety switch. If you accidentally pull it off, it just cuts the engine off and there's no way to turn it back on until you pull that switch, until you put that switch back on. It's the easiest thing in the world is to click this switch back on or plug the little key in. He finds that that happens. So as we're pulling up to my friends who have been waiting there for 3 hours, after I've been swimming literally 3 miles downriver, pulling a pontoon boat with nothing but a life jacket on, the engine starts up. So my friends, obviously, who were there, they were just sitting there waiting like, I hate you. And I just thought to myself, I hate myself. I just spent 3 hours of my life. I'm tired as all get out, where this really could have been solved in 1 second, and we could have been downriver and home. So the moral of the story here is, this is the same thing you can do with this instrument in real estate. This is called a lease option. If you are not using lease options, you are missing out. And when I first got started in real estate, as I've told you guys before, I did things the hard way. So it was like, you know, real estate agents, trying to wholesale, and then trying to become a landlord. And it wasn't until one of the houses that I bought that I ended up making, I ended up getting a home equity loan, and I got the guy to owner finance it for me. So I gave him something like $30,000 down, and I paid him every single month while I was collecting rent on it. So I got him to owner finance it for me, and I used, you know, like a home equity line of credit for the $30,000. So for me, it was actually a free house as far as none of my own money was used. And I was cash flowing on top of that. Everybody else was paying down my debt, like we talked about in the last episode. So that got me thinking, why am I only buying things on owner financing? Why am I not selling things on owner financing? Because if I flip a house, I'm making $10,000 to $60,000, but then I lose that cash flow. And then if I buy a house and I just rent it out, I'm missing out on that $10,000 to $60,000 down. So what's the solution there? Is to lease option it, to owner finance it. Now, there's different kinds of owner financing. There's bond for deed, there's deed in lieu, there's credit sales. I choose lease options when I'm selling a property because it's subject to eviction laws, not to foreclosure laws. If you do like a credit sale and the guy doesn't pay you, you've got to go through the entire foreclosure process, 60, 90 days, sometimes longer. And I don't care where you live in the country, your eviction process is going to be a lot shorter than your foreclosure process. So I sell properties now on lease options. This solves a couple problems in real estate. Number one, once you buy a house, you have a, and you sell it, you've got a built-in exit strategy. And typically that sales price is a little bit higher than a market price because you are giving, you're doing the financing, okay? The other problem that you have in real estate is that you have to figure out ways to make it passive. You don't wanna be running out to fixing sinks and stuff. Now, the secret to doing that with just regular rental property is to get a property manager, but then you gotta manage the property manager. So what this contract enables you to do is basically make that person, without them having title, legal title to the property, they are responsible for all the repairs, they're responsible for insurance deductibles, they're responsible for everything. Not only that, but you're making that down payment, right? So you're making that money that you would on flipping. So if they don't pay, if they're late one day, then you get to keep that option. Now, there's some people that use lease options, and I don't do it for this reason, but there's some people that do lease options because they say that over 90% of people don't ever execute the lease option. So people will pay $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 down on something, and then they will never execute the option to just get out of the house. And so you get a free $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. In my experience, and maybe it's just how I screen, that's about 50%. So 50% of people, I get to help make them become homeowners again in a way that really benefits me, in a way that really benefits them. And the other 50%, they end up leaving the house. Now, you might think, well, then you got somebody who's upset that you just kicked out of a house that they put $30,000 down. No, it doesn't work like that. See, I've actually got this provision in my contract that says that they've got equitable interest in the property. So when they say, I can't pay, I say, well, you're going to lose your option payment. So your choices are A, you pay or your rent, or you lose that $30,000 down option payment, or B, why don't you do this? You've got equitable interest in the property. Why don't you turn around and sell it? So what ends up happening is they get out of the house, they clean it up, they fix it up, they make it look nice to sell it. And if they default on the agreement, you've got an empty house that's clean and nice and fixed up that you can just assume back real easy. In all my years of doing this, it has never been a problem. There are some houses that I have flipped literally three times, four times, with people who put $20,000 down, $30,000 down, $40,000 down as option payments, and then they never closed on the house. They got a divorce, or they got an argument with each other, or something happened, and they got out and they tried to sell it, or they just wanted to be done with it, and it's never been an issue. There's never been an argument, not a fight, not any sort of legal problems, nothing. It's all been incredibly smooth because it's laid out in a contract. Now, I didn't use a standard lease option contract. When I first discovered about this opportunity, I went to a lawyer buddy of mine. And if there's anything that Louisiana has a lot of, it's mosquitoes and lawyers. And I think that the lawyers are actually winning against the population of mosquitoes at this point. But I basically went to him. I was like, look, here's a standard lease option contract. Can you customize this? Because I want this to be as passive as possible. I don't want to have any risk if they don't pay. Like, so I'd like to be able to say, there is no late fee, you just lose your option. So I'd like all the risks to be heavy on them so that they pay, because I might be dealing with people that, you know, don't have good credit. So I wanna make it pretty sure in no uncertain terms that they will lose that chunk of money. And I said, I don't wanna be paying for insurance deductibles if there's something wrong with the house. And I wanna make sure that there's equitable interest that really benefits them if they're want to have an exit strategy with the house, that they can have this exit strategy and they can sell the house as long as they honor their contract with me. So I solved a bunch of problems in this contract, and then I get a bill from my lawyer buddy, and I use that term loosely. I get a bill for $4,000 for drafting the contract, but the contract is airtight. So my goal is to always provide you guys with life-changing information, okay? With my kids, I try to be a parent in a way that changes their life, but I realize that you can lead a horse to water and you can even beat the crap out of them to try to get them to drink, but it's up to them whether or not they drink. So I'm telling you guys, this is an awesome opportunity to learn how to execute this contract. So what I have on my site, if you go to cashflowdadlife.com, I don't want this floating around on the internet and just a downloadable link, because again, I did pay a ton of money for this contract. It's a customized contract, but I can give it to you for free. You just have to, I've already bought all the thumb drives with it. So I'll give it to you for free on a thumb drive. You just have to pay for the shipping on the thumb drive. So if you want this contract as well, there's a 30 minute educational video that I created with this contract that shows you exactly how to use it, all the benefits of it, how to customize it, how to tailor it to your situation. So if you want to utilize that, then you can go to my site, cashflowdadlife.com. You can get the contract for free, just pay the shipping, and you'll also get with that the 30-minute training on exactly how to use that lease option contract. So go check it out, guys. If you're not using this, you're missing out on a tremendous amount of wealth. It's like spending years and years and years swimming a pontoon boat 3 miles downriver for 3 hours or 4 hours or however long it took, and then realizing at the end of it that all you had to do is flip this switch. And you could have gotten from point A to point B in 5 minutes instead of, you know, tons of hours, okay, and involve all these people. So this is giving you the knowledge in real estate to really speed things up. So check out that contract, guys. It's there for you on that website, cashflowdadlife.com. Boom! Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out, because each episode has an idea or a strategy that could literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Ank, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.